Montereau Fire Chief Steve Baxman. Good morning, Chief.
Good morning.
So the flooding on the Russian River, not as bad as we thought it was going to get. What does it look like on the ground this morning?
Very quiet. We're very happy to have an uneventful high water event. Nobody got hurt. No houses were damaged. I think we all came out very well in this.
Did you have to do any kind of evacuations over the last 24 hours, Steve?
No. The last 24 hours were very quiet. We had a couple of medical aids. Last night late, we had a tree go down on River Road east of Rio Nido and took out power to all the Grenville, so we had to go to the house and help some people with some home oxygen. But other than that, and the medical aid or two, but a very quiet evening. After, matter of fact, from midnight till this morning, we didn't roll a wheel, which was great.
Didn't roll a wheel. I like that. That does sound like good news this morning. Are there any road closures, things like that, that people traveling in the area should be concerned about?
All the major roads are open. River Road, Highway 116, Bohemian Highway. Old Bohemian Highway is closed. Neely Road, Drake Road. All the low-lying roads that normally close at high water are closed. But later today and tonight, they'll all open up.
So no real business effect either, correct?
No business effect. It'll be business as usual on the river, and access will be just normal.
And then the recession of the river down below flood stage, I mean, should it happen fairly quickly at this point?
Yeah, once it goes pretty quick. It within probably 10, 12 hours, we'll be back down to flood stage.
All right, very good. Happy to hear that news. It's much better than the other way it could have gone, and it's probably time for you to go take a nap, Steve.
All right. Well, thank you for talking to me.
Thank you very much for checking in with us once again this morning. That is Montereau Fire Chief Steve Baxman. He's been watching the Russian River for decades up there and answering the many calls that arise once the river starts to rise too. So good news in that arena. Still, it's going to be a mess for people. Anybody who has had to deal with that kind of silt removal knows that, but at least no major incidents. Very good news indeed.